You feel trapped as a business owner in times of crisis. It's like you have to choose which arm to cut off. Here are some ways to think about layoffs, bankruptcy, buybacks, and client relationships. Welcome back to Tech and Startups. This is Alex Zielinski. In this video, I'm going to share with you three ways that people are thinking about financial crisis in business right now. Whether your crisis is born out of a global pandemic or something else. When you're in crisis, you're making hard decisions about your business and your life. You're kind of deciding which limb to cut off to escape. Will it be the vendors who serve you so you can serve your clients? Will it be the shareholders who in many ways are founders with you, who gave you your lifeblood? Or will it be your team members who give themselves to you every day? Let's start with Henry Ward. He's the CEO of Carta. He recently laid off a big portion of his company and released the letter to the public. It sounds like this, a few excerpts. The facts, he says, let me start with the details. Today, we are going to lay off 161 Carta employees, which is 16% of our company. The headcount reduction is not uniform across the company, and different teams will be affected differently. How we decided how many and who. Let me start with the shareholder perspective first. Once we modeled a slower growth rate in 2020, the first things we looked at reducing were non-headcount related expenses like non-essential software, AWS, travel, real estate cost, and so on. After we took all the costs we could out of non-headcount expenses, we started looking at headcount. And here's probably the most important thing that Henry does. He takes full accountability. He says, once the lists were created, they were sent to me for approval. It is important that you all know. He says, once the lists were created, they were sent to me for approval. It is important that all of you know, I personally reviewed every list and every person. If you are one of those affected, it is because I decided it. Your manager did not. For the majority of you, it was quite the contrary. Your manager fought to keep you, and I overrode them. They are blameless. If today is your last day, there is only one person to blame, and it is me. Next, we hear some thoughts on bankruptcies and buybacks from venture capitalist Chamath Palihapitiya.
Are you arguing to let airlines, for example, fail?
Yes.
Why? I mean, how does that make sense in the broader scheme of the economy?
Because it's not, because when you look at what it means, this is why I'm saying, like, this is a lie that's been purported by Wall Street. When a company fails, it does not fire their employees. It goes through a packaged bankruptcy, right? If anything, what happens is the people who have the pensions inside those companies, the employees of these companies, end up owning more of the company. The people that get wiped out are the speculators that own the unsecured tranches of debt or the folks that own the equity. And by the way, those are the rules of the game.
And finally, even among all of the hard decisions, we still have to figure out how to set ourselves up in a position with our clients and with our world that we'll be able to pick up the pieces and move forward. Chris Voss, who is known for his negotiation skills, shares some thoughts about how to interact with our clients. We're going to listen to just an excerpt of a video that he's released recently about that.
We're going to shape their thinking with a great how question. As you know, our how questions are what we refer to as calibrated questions, and we ask questions not to get answers, but to shape thoughts. So this is a how question designed to be a thought-shaping question. How do we work our way through this so that we don't destroy each other and we put ourselves in a position to pick up the pieces and work together when this is over? Now, what we've done here is we've opened up with a how question in a deferential way to trigger what Daniel Kahneman would call slow thinking. This is slow, in-depth thinking, stop you in your tracks thinking. And it also makes the other side feel safe and secure. It's deferential. People love to be asked how. They don't realize that you've helped them make a complete mental shift here because they feel safe and in control by the how question. And then we've added in the visions of the inevitable future. The inevitable future is we're going to have to pick up the pieces after this is over. And we're going to have to figure out how we work together after this is over.
Hopefully you found these resources helpful to guide your thinking as you make what are really difficult decisions. The full videos and transcripts are all linked in the description, and I'll see you in the next Tech and Startups video.
Let's see if we can do this in under a minute. So this message is for you if you're the founding CEO or a founding team member of a technology startup. You know probably that over 75% of CEOs, of founders, are ousted from their position, their role as leaders in their organization in the first 5 years. There's a number of reasons for that, but they're ousted, they're demoted, they're fired, they're forced to leave, they're bought out, whatever it is, they are gone. So their baby is left with strangers, right? That thing you're trying to grow and have impact on the world, it's out of your hands. But that won't be you, will it? Well, let's find out. So I've got a gift for you. It's a video. You're going to look back at this video a few years from now, and you're going to point at it as the thing that changed your career, that changed your organization, maybe that changed your life because it allows you to continue to work hard, get your investments, and make that impact on the world. So you're going to see what it is that kicks CEOs out and what you are going to do differently. It's free to you, and the follow-up will have a gift just for you. There's no sale immediately after. This is just our way of getting the message out. I'll see you on the other side.
I'm so glad you joined us today. If this video was helpful, give it a like. Go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell so that Tech and Startup videos continue to show up in your feed. I'll see you in the other videos.